This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Yeah, now this morning, Macy Gray was on the line.
Yep.
And had a chat with Adam from Wednesday Breakfast.
Yes, and we said, Adam, you're not having that on your own show. We're going to have it on ours.
Yes.
There was a fight that went back and forth. We had to resolve it with rock, paper, scissors. Yep. Guess who won?
Who?
It looks like you're heading down under to Australia. I hear that you're playing at the Athenaeum Theatre.
Yeah, we're still in LA. We're all flying out tomorrow and over the moon. I can't wait to get there. The new album has these really great songs on it that we're going to play live when we get there. It'll be the first time we've played the record live in Australia. So I'm looking forward to people's reaction and sharing that with them and seeing what they think, you know.
The album that was released late last year called The Way?
Yes, yeah, called The Way. 10 really great songs. We're going back and forth on what we're going to do this year as far as like the next single and how we're going to launch it and stuff like that. So we're in the middle of that right this second. But yeah, it's a great album. I recommend it highly.
Hands is a great song. So is Stoned. But for me, Me With You is a pretty cool song.
Yeah, everyone says that's cool that you said that because I love that song.
Well, I have to say a big congratulations on the 8th studio album. The Way is out on Spotify and on iTunes.
Yeah, it's on iTunes, Amazon, it's everywhere.
So grab a copy of The Way, 8 Studio album. Congratulations. And also head to ticketek.com.au and pick up, there's only a few tickets left, I think, to go and see Macy Gray live the Saturday, the 7th of March at 8 p.m. I am actually travelling over to Malaysia tonight for a friend's wedding that's on Saturday night. And I am kind of debating saying, you know what, Macy Gray's kind of in town. I don't know if I want to go to the wedding anymore.
Well, you know, like I said, there is the internet. You could stream one of us. You could just stream my concert or you could stream your friend's wedding. Either way.
I'm going to call you the queen of R&B and soul because I did grow up with you. Macy Gray, it's been such an honour and a pleasure to chat with you today. Good luck with
the concert here
in Melbourne. And if you get a chance, pop by the studios and say hi on some free time when you're down under.
Oh, I will. Thank you.
That's Adam Samuel chatting to Macy Gray earlier today.
That was nice. I like that.
Love it.
Yeah. I bet she's a laugh.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah, it'd be a good concert. Now there's a new venue in Richmond that's recently opened its doors.
Well, I love the fact that new theatres are somehow popping up all around Melbourne. This one's called The Owl and Cat. It's an intimate 40-piece theatre.
Love it.
And we're joined by the co-artistic directors, Gabriel and Thomas. Hi, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Oh, now, The Owl and Cat, I mentioned 40 seats, yeah?
Yep, nice and cosy.
Yeah, very
now,
cosy.
And I also, it is a new venue, but what was it previously known as?
The Owl and the Pussycat.
So you dropped the pussy.
Why?
Yeah. It's just everyone said Owl and Cat anyway, and the website domain is owlandcat.com.au. It's literally that practical.
Right.
And we just thought, we'll just make a fresh start, new logo.
There's going to be some girls listening that aren't very happy that you've dropped the pussy.
Well, like, sorry.
It's all right. They should get down there anyway, hey?
Well, yeah, you can still drop the pussy on the dance floor, you know?
Now, what is it about the venue then? Because you haven't been there very long, have you?
No, it's been 2 months. Right. So we've been cleaning, painting, decorating, getting hands
like
on.
Like an episode of The Block.
Yeah. Yes.
It's been fun.
It's been really fun. Lots of work.
You're well and truly open because you've got a gig on there at the moment, haven't you?
Yes.
Thomas, so tell us, like, what I know that the theatre has a particular kind of work that you want to sort of showcase. What are the sort of shows that people are going to see down at the Owl and Cat?
Well, hopefully, I'm personally drawn to provocative work.
Oh.
So I like things that provoke people.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a, if you want to be provoked, come down to the Owl and Cat Theatre.
Give us some examples. Like, what sort of things do you think are fitting the realm of provocative?
Oh, I think everyone's got their own personal things that provoke themselves.
Yeah, well, the next one that you've got coming up is Pizza Man. What's that about?
It's about two women who set out to rape a pizza man.
Wow.
And that's it's a comedy.
Yeah, it's actually hysterical. So it's actually a look at sexism, which is really interesting the way it's done. But there is a man who gets tied to a couch, and it's good fun, really good fun. We've got a few other ones coming up, like Alice is about two parents who murder their child. So basically, if you come and see a show here, you will be punched in the face with something.
Right.
That's the plan. So
look, I must say, like, you know, and Michael's probably the same, you know, we love a little bit of tap dancing and show tunes. But, yes. God, it's fun sometimes to see something where it's like, oh, my God, I can't believe they just did that. Yeah.
Yes. And we love that as well. We like people to go and have to deal with that emotion. And after the current show we've got on at the moment, people are coming out and going, was it really necessary to have the guy standing there naked for 8 minutes? And we're like, yes, for this very reason. And they're like,
I'd be all right.
I'm all right, yeah. Why not longer? Minutes, I mean.
Yeah.
Now, I guess with that, it's an intimate venue then, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So it's right there for you to enjoy. It's very close viewing.
So we've got Pizza Man, we've got Flesh Eating Tiger.
Yep.
You are exactly right in that there's a whole range of really kind of provocative, I don't know, titles there, provocative kind of pieces.
Yeah, and contemporary, like, so basically, you know, anything you come and see, we want it to be relevant to our lives now, and we want it to be new work to encourage and support new artists.
Why? What led you to put this together?
Well, I've performed at the Owl and the Pussycat three times before, and Thomas and I met at university, and we're both on the same page with what we want to do. And then the opportunity came up, and we thought, stuff it. Let's just throw our lives into this and make some art and see what happens.
But why particularly provocative pieces?
Oh, because otherwise it's boring and there's no point.
Oh.
We want to instigate some sort of thought, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a place for entertainment and having fun and musicals, absolutely, and that's great. But for us personally, we're sort of a bit intense, which is why we named our first season Intense. We just like it.
There's nothing better for me when I walk out of the theatre just thinking that, I don't know, having to deal with.
I really enjoyed that Pizza Man being raped.
Yes.
Yes. That's my kind of.
I love life. Going to shows where their mum and dad kill their kids. But you are right.
You sound so morbid. But, this is horrid.
But this stuff happens.
Yes.
And, you know, if you get to thinking about it. And I've never sat in a theatre where I've watched something like that. And I kind of want to.
Yeah.
It's a fun night
out. I want
out.
The 8 minutes of the nude man.
Yes.
All right. Well, we are going to be giving away a season pass for this. So you can go along and watch, I think, pretty much all of the productions for a year. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. You can come to any 8 shows you like.
Eight.
So you might not want to see one about You might not want to see one about people murdering their children. That's fine.
You never know.
You'll get the choice of any 8 amongst the 17 of the year.
Wow.
So that is a great prize. And what people can do now if they want more info is go to owlandcat.com.au. Check out the shows. But I tell you what, if you're a Joy member, there's bound to be 7 or 8 shows on the list that you're going to want to go and see.
Mm, so you're damn right.
Get down. This is, you're in Richmond, Swan Street, Richmond. owlandcat.com.au is your website. What a great prize.
We'll wish you all the best, and we'll be giving this away for the next little while.
Great.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Love it.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Fine. But we're not alone, Glenn, are we?
Not right now, no.
No, we have a guest who's going to tell us all about their production that opens this week. And it is, it's happening all on the 6th it opens, isn't it?
It's called Dream Logic. Yes. This man is a professional dancer, and we are very excited to welcome James
Welshby.
I kept getting that wrong. James Welshby. Welcome to the Royal Daltons.
You can call me anything. I'll respond.
Well, we want to know all about it. It is, as Glenn mentioned, it's called Dream Logic. What is Dream Logic all about?
Dream Logic is a contemporary dance piece. Mm-hmm. It's a duet for two men. And it's about neurology and the subconscious.
Right. So why?
Well, because the co-creator, Amy McPherson, and I, the co-creator of the show, we both have people in our families who are, as we say, not neurotypical.
Mm-hmm.
So I have someone in my immediate family who has had a very challenging life experience with schizophrenia.
Mm.
And equally in Amy's family, she's had some very challenging experiences with neurological disorders. So we both have this thing in common. And she and I went to uni together. We went to the Victorian College of the Arts right here in Melbourne.
Mm.
And we met 10 years ago, actually, so in 2005.
Mm.
So we graduated in at the end of 2007. 2008, we formed this dance company, Phantom Limbs, and we've been going ever since. And the very first kind of research we started working on was about kind of mental health and about how different people perceive the world. And then our work kind of changed and became a bit more about kind of fantasy and collaboration and just different things. But now we've made this big return and we've come back to the duet as the form, and we're looking at psychology and neuroscience as the theme for this show.
So why is it you and Amy put it together? Why is it not you and Amy doing it?
Well, sometimes it's really difficult to make a work and to be in a work,
right,
when it's so specific and highly choreographed. Sometimes you just don't know if it looks any good, you know. So we decided for this show that Amy and I started making it together as a duet. Right. And then about halfway through the process, we were like, actually, you know what? Amy said, I want to step out. I want to make this from the outside. So we got another dancer, James Andrews, who I've worked with in other contexts and who's great. And he stepped in, and it really helped the flow of rehearsals, and having Amy as an outside eye really made the piece. It gave a lot of clarity.
How do you put that stuff that you mentioned in terms of the way people with mental illness perceive things differently from people without mental illness and so on and so forth, how do you then put that onto stage?
Well, good question. I mean, that's maybe
our only one.
Well, I think it's an interesting question. It's always interesting how does subjects like this relate to dance? Well, you know, dance, the primary medium of dance is the body in movement. So we're looking at different ways we can choreograph the body. With a duet, you have another body as counterpoint. So this interest in sort of mental health was the starting point. But during the process of making the show, it inevitably kind of goes somewhere else and becomes its own thing. So what we've done in the show is we've explored this concept in Jungian psychology, Jung, mm-hmm. Of the shadow self. So the whole thing is about the aspects of your personality that you don't know about. These, you know, sort of like the dark side of the moon, these kind of, you know, binaries that exist in some form.
So this kind of hidden self that you're not necessarily aware exists as you're going about your day-to-day life.
Yeah, exactly.
And you bring that out, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. In the duet, it's kind of, you know, the image of the yin and yang,
mm-hmm.
the black and white, and the black within the white, and the white within the black. That's a very big aspect of the show. So the whole show is kind of done in a circle. We were doing some research into neuroscience and looking at how the brain works as a circuit and electrical currencies in the brain. So we've created a big circuit of fans on the floor, high powered floor fans.
Right.
Like, you know, the kind of Beyonce.
Oh, yeah, we love those.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We love the wind machines. Mm. I mean, not fan, wind machines.
Mm.
So we've created a circle of them. And in the show, we blow up, I think it's about 99 balloons. And because they're in this circle, it creates a vortex. And so the reason the balloons are in there is because it's air that was once in my body. It's now out in the space. And so it's like this metaphor for kind of the boundaries of your body being a bit blurred.
Mm-hmm.
So we fill the space up with these balloons. There's this giant circle of fans, and they blow this vortex so the balloons can never leave. They blow up into the sky, and then they drop down, and then they blow up again. And we do the show in that vortex. So it's very visually kind of striking.
I would imagine it is, yeah.
Well, I like doing it.
Well, yeah. There you go.
It keeps you cool on a hot day.
And this is a brand new. This has
brand
never been done, is it?
Spanking new. We open on Friday, world premiere.
And where will you go after this? Was it going around?
Well, no plans for it to tour yet. We'll kind of, you know, fingers crossed the first season goes well.
Yep.
But I feel like, you know, Melbourne audience is always very honest. And we'll get this kind of feedback after this week of performing.
Yeah.
If maybe it'll have a life after that, or if, you know, it was a...
And it'll be what you guys feel about it as well, won't it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. if we want to keep going with it.
But brilliant. No. It's all happening at the Northcote Town Hall. Kicks off on the 6th of March and runs to the 10th. So people are going to need to be quick to get into this. It's called Dream Logic. Just if you want more info, go to darabinarts.com.au. Dream Logic by Phantom Limbs at the Northcote Town Hall.
All the best, James Wellesby.
Oh, thank you so much.
Enjoy.
Now, playing at the Butterfly Club is Emma Claire Ford's show, Laugh Until I Cry, and we thought, well, why not get her in and hear all about it? Hi there, Emma Claire Ford. Welcome to the Royal Daltons.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome.
Now, you open tonight.
I do, in a couple of hours. Wow. Can you believe it?
Are you ready?
Yeah, I reckon I am. I'm nervy and I'm excited, but mostly excited.
Yes.
Now, let's just say that, well, first of all, I think we need to paint a bit of a picture because this is what some of the reviews have said about this show. This is what cabaret is all about.
Oh, yeah.
An incredible voice, a pint-sized powerhouse of talent, or faultless.
Ah!
Well, if that isn't going to get people along there.
Just putting the pressure on.
Did you write
they
those?
Are very kind reviews. I didn't. My husband did.
No, nice.
Good on him.
Now, what is it about? Give us a little bit about it, because I know it's got a varied selection of music in it.
It certainly does, yeah. It's kind of a jazz-inspired soundtrack. We've got some old jazz standards by Gershwin and Berlin, lovely people like that.
Like what? Go on, name them.
We've got All of Me.
Oh, I like
that. We've got Lilac Wine. Okay. We've got Fascinating Rhythm. Mm-hmm. And then we've got some modern stuff by Adele and Beck and Ben Folds even. So we've got a real mix bag.
I love those artists.
Yeah, so do I. And I get to sing it all tonight for the rest of the week. But theme-wise, this is a bit of a different show for me because usually I write very narrative kind of driven stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is really kind of theme-based and idea-based, which is nice.
So what does that mean?
It's a kind of a series of musings about being a grown-up, really, and one of the main topics is anxiety, and although that's quite a heavy topic, I'm trying to approach it with a sense of humour, and just kind of remind everybody that those nasty, niggly little thoughts we have at night that keep us awake don't make us crazy, they make us human.
So what is being a grown-up for you?
Being a grown-up for me, well, look, I've got a pretty good life, I have to admit. I, you know, travel around all the place singing and acting and dancing and, you know, so I've got a really good life in that way. But also I have struggled with anxiety throughout my life, particularly as an adult in the last kind of 5 years or so. So it's just a chance for me to share those experiences with other people and maybe start a bit of a conversation about it. And
as you don't really want them to answer back though, do you?
It's
just a conversation.
No,
only
we
your,
can have a conversation
in
about
our brains.
It.
The anxiety.
In the bar afterwards, I'm happy to have a conversation about it. But it's...
Do you mean it's like kind of like bringing awareness, but also going, okay, this doesn't have to be something that is debilitating
absolutely.
Or that affects you in your day-to-day life, but it is, you know, something that's there that if we talk about it, it's a little bit kind
less
of...
scary.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
And what do you like with a to-do list?
With a to-do list? Oh, look, I'm a manic with a to-do list.
Are you organised like that then?
Very much. I'm a control freak.
And what do you like when you don't get everything on your to-do list?
Oh, not very nice,
no,
Michael. No.
I'm a big to-do list person.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Really. Now, do you write them on the... You know, do you do them in your mobile these days?
No.
Is it on your laptop?
No, or it's actually written down.
I like a handwritten list as well.
Oh, my God.
And the first thing I do on a Monday is rewrite the to-do list.
Oh, wow. So you haven't got a schedule for your to-do list. I just do it as it comes to me.
Right.
All right. Yeah. No. Mm. I just add things to it and cross things off. But then, although sometimes, like, you know, like this week was a good week. Midweek, I'd like crossed off 3/4 of the list.
Oh, that's very productive.
And added other things. I'm like, well, I've got to rewrite this because the page is just getting messy.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
You have to keep order.
Order is good. Yeah.
Now, Glenn doesn't do cabaret, but I reckon he bloody well could.
I reckon next time I do this show, we should have a chat.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Maybe
he
we
would
can
be a great guest.
Come up with
he
some
would
extra
be
material.
An excellent guest.
Yeah, easy. Definitely.
Yeah.
Done. So, why is it called Laugh Until I Cry?
Well, for me.
And will we?
Well, there is humour in the show. It's not really a laugh out loud kind of show, but there's definitely a sense of humour to it, as I said before. But
he honest, Glenn. It's lovely to have someone so honest.
No, it's a, you know, it's amusing.
We normally have loads of liars on this
program. It's not laugh out loud. Mm. It's not that kind of show, but it is a warm show. And for me, the title is, well, laughing and crying are such similar things for me. I do cry when I laugh nearly every time. My brother and I, it's, it must
I
be
I love that.
It's a little bit embarrassing, to be honest. So maybe it's just because I'm a bit highly strung. But the two are so close, laughing and crying, and they're both such a release.
And you've been saying that it's kind of a semi-autobiographical piece?
It is, definitely, yeah, about my own experiences with anxiety and adulthood and all of the uncertainties and hope and fear and all those things that come with that.
Well, a nice little message came in by someone anonymous who says, bless her gorgeous heart. Hope her advice helps others who are struggling.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Very lovely.
I reckon when you go and watch something, though, you can always, you know, you always know if it's something that's meaningful like that. And it does make a difference. Not that it really matters if it's not, you know, as long as you, you know, get a good gig. But, you know, these ones are more poignant, if you like.
Yeah, you can tell if something is personal.
Yeah.
Now, you're playing at the Butterfly Club. Oh. You're open tonight through to Sunday. So people need to get down there this weekend. But people can go along for nothing if they want to.
Sweet.
Not just everyone. They've got to win the prize.
Oh, yeah, it's a double. And you, if you want to go along, you can get in on this right now if you just write Emma. And if you write Emma in an SMS or email, or Emma at the Butterfly Club, or Emma Claire Ford, or Laugh Until I Cry, basically, you get in there
any
now.
Versions of those things.
Yes. And you can get a double pass to any night this week.
Yeah, 0427JOY949 or email honor@joy.org.au. Laugh Until I Cry. It's by Emma Claire Ford. It's at the Butterfly Club until Sunday. Go to thebutterflyclub.com for more info.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.